Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Now, I jocked Cakes about Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit with Bish Bucks on this one. You're never going to sell me on Breaking the Law.
That's fine. Different strokes for different folks. It's just all it is good old school British heavy metal at its finest. That's all it is.
All right, real quick, let's go to Tailgate Ted. I see Tailgate chiming in. He wants to talk about JP's book they just announced, faithrestoredbook.com.
He's probably getting ready for the tailgate before Ravens Commanders tomorrow as we speak.
Tailgate, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Jones? How you guys doing?
What's up, Tailgate?
And who knows? He might be the future mayor of D.C. Remember, he was talking about getting into politics.
I mean, if I were a D.C. resident, I would vote for him.
I appreciate that.
Sure.
What's up, Ted? Is he talking?
You guys there?
Yeah, go.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, so I just appreciate that. Not running for mayor yet. She's doing a good job, but, you know, maybe a council member spot if they don't get this vote done the second time. So, in regards to JP's book,
yeah,
if you're a fan of Commanders or just a Jumps fan, you guys are going to love this thing. I honestly, reading different chapters he sent me, I got goosebumps. It was just reminiscing, and it felt like I was listening to podcasts from the show, right? The way he was recapping everything and just kind of going through everything, and then hearing EB, I could actually hear your voice when I was reading parts of the chapters.
Oh, really?
Right? And just some of the different quotes that he had. I mean, any P1 is going to love this book. And any Commanders fan that has been through all of this through over the years is immediately going to fall in love with this book. And JP isn't paying me for this, and I still have to buy my own copy of the book, even though I helped him with it.
So yeah, JP, you're making Tailgate buy his own copy? What's the deal with that?
Right. It's hilarious.
Capitalism, Cakes.
I hear you. You got to sell it.
I'll hook some people down the road.
I understand.
Ted, who are you looking for to make some waves here in this final preseason game?
I want to see Trey Amos. We didn't get a chance to see him the past couple of weeks, and he apparently had been banged up, but they said he's going to get some snaps this week. So I want to see what he can do going
really?
Up against the Ravens.
Are really
going
to play him?
I would guess if he plays, it's going to be very limited.
Is that true? They're gonna suit him up? I haven't heard that.
Like, if he has any sort of injury,
he was getting snaps.
I don't know. I'll have to double check that, because if he's close injury wise, that's a guy that you just keep in bubble wrap till week one, I would think.
Right.
All right, who else?
I'm not watching this thing live. I'm going to be sitting at the beach hanging out in Ocean City, maybe having a crush with Valdez. We'll see.
Oh, okay.
Look at the churning waves along with Valdez and the no swimming signs, that bit.
No, I think it reopened today.
Oh, it's
not bad now.
All right.
The storm's gone, so
it
should be good to go.
Gotcha.
I do think Trey Amos, I mean, there's been nothing but glowing reports about him
preseason. I think there's also been...
Yeah, but he's going to get beat. He's a corner. He's going to get beat.
There has been clarification. It's Amos. It's not Amos.
Yeah.
I thought it was Amos at first. It's Amos.
Trey Amos.
Got it.
I was going back and forth with that. Now it's Trey Amos.
Got it. Anybody else?
No, not really. Just stay healthy. Even Tailgate Ted has a hard time
getting up a lather for preseason game number three.
It is hard.
I appreciate Ted saying that. One thing I'll say, in Joe Theismann's book, I did peruse it. One of the things he talks about is stepping out of your comfort zone. And though I have written books, it is completely out of my comfort zone. I'm a little insecure about it. So it's good when I get good feedback from people along the way. D. Woods is one of my lead encouragers. He's read a couple of the chapters. Chris Farley, you can always turn to Chris Farley. He'll pump you up.
I picked
the right guys to send sample chapters to, but it kind of gives me life as I'm grinding. Gave up a vacation
about,
to do it.
Like your writing skills?
I mean,
you
sure.
don't write.
Of course. It's totally different.
Yeah. I feel like I'd be a silly writer.
just have to. You actually have to write is the problem.
Well, I know. I remember when I wrote the article about RG3 in the Washington Post that they published, and one of the first things that stuck me is Dan Steinberg said, "Wow, you can write. How about that?"
Right, because people listen to this show every day.
They would never
imagine that. Those guys are probably borderline illiterate.
Yeah. Now, he still had to hone it.
Sure, of course. Everybody needs an editor.
The part that I find hard to write, look, I went to law school, and there's kind of a simple method that I remembered for years. It's called IRAC, issue, rule, apply, conclude. But that doesn't do you anything when you're talking about walking into a stadium and the sound and the smell and all of those type of things. That's a little bit different. So learning how to write in that style can be different. And then to include, you know, stories. When Tress Way tells me a story of the first meeting that the veteran players have with Josh Harris and Mitch Rales and how important it was, like this meeting with the players, it's trying to communicate that. It's a little different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could use some pumping up.
All right.
So hopefully, you know, appreciate that. Like it. FaithRestoredBook.com.
Well, the great thing is you have a built-in fan base, and if they're looking for something, this would be a great stocking stuffer, too, as we get it closer to Christmas.
You might send Cowboy Todd an audio version of the book, because he probably cannot read.
Yeah, right.
I have questions. There are a lot of questions.
But he's killed it in life.
He's doing great.
Yeah, but it doesn't require reading.
Yeah.
But doesn't he do something with reading of credit cards?
Well, it's, okay, I mean, that's called
it's a different.
The magnetic stripe does all the reading, not right. Cowboy Todd.
Right, he doesn't have to do any reading.
Yeah,
no, that's cool. And then I'm sure your family's excited for you. Third book, buddy. Third book. You're gonna be now. You're gonna, you know what? If this thing hits, like I think it'll probably hit for you, you're gonna have to write a fourth one. You're gonna be constantly be writing books.
It's the next Stephen King.
You're gonna replace Feinstein. John encouraged you, actually.
I talked to John Feinstein mostly before the previous book.
Right. And but he did encourage you,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a couple messages that I always keep from John, which are like surprising that John Feinstein texted me. And it always surprises me, too, that I'm like texting Joe Theismann. I know that, you know, Jason collects numbers. I don't have that many celebrities in my phone at all.
Right.
Yeah. I think Mark Roberge is the biggest celeb I have in my phone.
Right.
And he's a celeb. He's the lead singer of OAR. He's a popular dude.
And I felt a little nervous to ask him for the forward, but he was happy to do it.
He was. That's
and
awesome.
Did a great job.
That's awesome.
So I hope you get the book at faithrestoredbook.com. But Trey Amos.
Won. Yeah. You know what?
You don't think Bill's playing tomorrow?
No, I don't know. Bill, no chance he's playing.
I don't think
Chris
so.
Chris Rodriguez?
I would guess no.
I don't think so.
I don't think you're going to see Bill, Rodriguez, or Eckler. You're going to see.
You might see McNichols, Kaz Allen,
you're
going to
see the bottom of the barrel running back room.
Yeah, this is.
The guy's scrapping for the last spot on the roster.
Right.
That's going to be across the board.
That's why I'm telling you. I argued in the first preseason game, I thought it was interminable. These things should be. They should do like a quick.
The running clock.
Running clock.
Yeah, I advise
that,
too.
Or it should just be a half. I mean, these games they're brutal when you get into the third and fourth quarter of these things.
Like, if I were a Commander's season ticket holder, I would be distraught that I would have to pay regular season ticket prices for the third preseason game.
Yeah.
At least, like, for the second preseason game, you'll see some starters. You get a couple series with Jaden Daniels and company. This one, it's going to be a lot of Sam Hartman and a lot of Kaz Allen, and you're still paying the same sticker price for your ticket.
Right.
Do you want to see Terry McLaurin at the stadium, EB?
I kind of thought it was trifling that he wasn't there at the last one. They said don't read into it. Sam Cosmi wasn't there either. So I'll take them at their word. The one thing I do, and somebody reminded me this morning, is that, remember, Jaden said, and Jaden's got to know kind of the status of things. Jaden said just the other day, talking to Diana Russini, he knows that he's confident that Terry is going to walk in through that door soon.
I think if Terry missed the last preseason game, wasn't at the stadium, I don't think he's going to be there for this one. I mean, nothing has really changed that we know of.
I agree, but it'd be nice if he was there. You're asking me.
It would be great to see him, but I wouldn't expect him there.
It would be nice to see him. But I... when you see a guy like Jaden unfazed, and he seems like, yeah, he knows that Terry's going to be coming through that door soon, I just have to have faith
that
in that.
That might just be the fact that Jaden Daniels
company
is,
guy.
Well, he's a glass half full type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's an optimist.
Right.
We are not optimists, at least on this side of the table.
Don't you agree that something's going to give?
Yes, I'm still resolute that he's going to be there week one.
Right, so that means he's got to be there pretty soon.
He's coming in for game checks.
So that means he's got to be there pretty soon. He can't expect to just show up a couple days before.
He has to report at least a week before the opener against the Giants if he wants to be on the field and play in week one.
He has to get on the field.
He has to practice at least a few times before week one against the Giants on September 7th.
Right, right.
He's not just going to end his hold in on September 5th and then stroll into the lineup on week one.
Right.
I wouldn't think.
Right.
Got to get a few reps in.
Let's go to Henry in D.C. Henry, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Hello,
Henry from D.C. Public Library. How y'all doing?
What's up, Henry?
What's up, buddy?
I'm a fan of libraries. We had a discussion about it, and EB like, I'll never be in a library again, and the Cake said I'll never be in a library again. I'm a fan of libraries.
Mm. All right. Hey, fellas, would y'all be in an agreement that all you guys get in the car, ride over there to the stadium that's being torn down, big chunks of holes and everything in that thing, and take a picture in front of it and say, hey, bye-bye RFK.
I don't need to drive over to RFK and see that husk of a stadium being torn down. I was there a couple
that's
of months
progress,
ago.
Though.
I know exactly what it looks like. I don't need a picture in front of it. But thank you. Thank you for the idea. If you would like to go take a pic.
That thing is coming down, fellas. I mean, it's coming down.
Yeah, it's long overdue.
Thank God. Thank God. All right. Thank you, Henry. Thank you. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, have a good Friday. Good weekend.
All right. You too, buddy. Thank you.
I'd probably go to a library before I went to have my picture taken in front of RFK being taken down chunk by chunk.
Not going to do either.
I'm not going to do either of those things.
Do you have a library in the O-Town close to you?
Yes. Probably a couple miles away.
When's the last time you walked into it?
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7, 10 years ago? I can't recall having gone there recently.
Are you not doing an audiobook just because of the time involved to put it together? I mean, that would be at least a day or two of your life.
It's hard to do an audiobook. I mean, maybe people always asked about that with Still Barking, and I never got around to it. The book's long. It's going to be
like audiobooks sell, dude. They sell a ton.
The book's about 288 pages. That'd be a lot of talking.
Mm-hmm. It'd be a lot of flaming.
And I'll be honest, if you want the business side, if I released an audiobook at the same time, it would spike the sales of the book.
Radio Insider.
So we're focusing on the book first.
Got it.
Then I can do an audiobook.
When you say spike the sales, you mean it would hurt the sales?
Yes.
Okay.
Some people would. Audiobooks are generally cheaper.
Right.
There are certain costs that I've spent a lot of money already on to create the book. So, if I put out the audio book.
All right, so that's something you do later. Okay. I got it.
Maybe.
I understand.
Maybe.
I just think it's, oh my God, I couldn't believe what a nightmare that would be to read every word, like articulate it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's just, that would be brutal.
I get it.
We all usually have botches on a 1 minute commercial read.
Oh yeah.
Be in that booth forever.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think you'd probably be in there a week.
I had 5 spec spots recently sent to a client that started. Mm-hmm. 4 of the 5 I had edits on. 80%?
Yeah.
I've been doing this for professional for 30 years.
I've been doing this for 30 freaking years. Right. 4 out of 5. Miss rate.
All right, got to take a break. We got Kadri Ismail to preview the Ravens Commanders matchup coming up tomorrow. He'll jump on at 9 o'clock. Here on The Junkies.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.